Blog Talk Radio.
And watch the ships come in. Oh yeah, like Paul Revere, keep it moving, then I'm out. Eyes squinting from the glare on top of the State House. No doubt, baby, you know how we do. Cause every time that we rhyme, we shine just like the crew. Okay, all the way from Mass Ave to Harvard Square, it's clear, the spirit of the city's everywhere.
And there's nothing to do, I go shopping at the
Mountain Boulevard, I hop down to the Omni Show, cause the bee's got the spirit, so don't you know?
I'm in the bean town, state of mind, feeling fine on the charts, catching the last rays of sunshine, and you can tell the hat shells about to get live, cause of all the commotion happening out on Stubbo Drive, catching the shine every time the fireworks go off, I make it park like deep rock hard, or you can find me at the garden with the white and the green, cause hey babe, I got nothing but love for the bean.
Walking in the park, see the bustle on the charts. In Beantown,
that's the beat.
In Beantown,
that's the beat.
Right up on the swamps when you're out in Boston calm. In Beantown,
that's the beat.
In Beantown,
that's the beat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. One love, baby.
One love in the house.
Yeah, give a shout out to Baby B.
Hey, here we are. Hey, we have a caller. My apologies. How are you? Please tell me who you are.
Hello, my name is Mason, and Tom Hayes has visited my school recently, and I just wanted to check up on the radio show.
How are you? What's your name?
Mason.
I remember you, Mason. How are you?
I'm good.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, I'm trying to get my friend to call in. He said he was going to call in at the same time.
Good. Did you have fun the other day?
Yeah. Your magic tricks were very cool. I was astonished.
Yeah, they're pretty. Now, were you the one that asked me about the sponge balls?
That was Mohammed.
Mohammed. Okay. I knew it began with an M. Did you go on YouTube and look up how I did those tricks?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay. So what are you doing today? It's a beautiful day. What do you have planned?
I don't know, because my sister just got back home from visiting college in D.C., And I don't know if she's going to do anything.
Oh, okay. So she's usually good and she takes you out on Saturdays?
Sometimes.
Sometimes, that's right. Usually, she must be about 18 or so?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you're at what, 11?
10.
10. So a lot of times 18-year-old girls don't like to hang out with 10-year-old boys. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. But she's a good sister, is she?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So tell me what you usually do on a Saturday.
Usually I would just sit and relax and have just time to myself and
that's really important, isn't it? Because during the week, it's, you're really busy, and you go to go to school, and I'm sure you got to do things after that. Do you play sports?
No, not yet. I'm gonna start playing lacrosse.
Very nice. Now, where do you go? Where do you want to go to high school?
For college, I might go to Berkeley, but I don't know what high school I might go to.
Oh, great! So you're a musician.
Yep.
Fantastic. What do you play?
I play the drums and the steel pan.
Your drums and what's the other one?
Steel pan.
Oh, steel pans. Fantastic. Are your ancestry, are your parents and grandparents, are they from the islands?
My grandmother on my mother's side is Guyanese.
She's what?
She's Guyanese.
Guyanese, fantastic. So you must learn. Is she living here in the United States?
My grandmother is dead.
Oh, I'm sorry
to
hear that.
As well as my grandfather.
Oh, okay. But they came from Guyana.
My grandfather is from Kentucky. And
what's the name of it? Say it again.
Kentucky.
Oh, Kentucky. But your grandmother was from Guyana, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. And why don't you tell everybody that's listening where Guyana is?
Guyana is a small state like a little country in South America. And
right.
It's in a way mixed with Indian, American, and Jamaican.
Fantastic. Have you been there?
No. I'll try to visit them.
Of course. And so who taught you to play the steel drums?
My grandmother on my father's side, her other grandchildren were interested. And then I went to one of their concerts when I was little, and I said I wanted to do it. So then I started when I was 7, and then ever since I've been playing.
Great. Do you play in a band or you just play by yourself?
I play in a band.
Really? And it's a steel band?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. And how old are the people that are in the band?
Some are in their 20s. My cousin's in his 20s. My other cousin's in, I think, going to be 17. And there's other people who are around my age. Play.
Well, that's a beautiful thing to be, and so obviously you love music, and I love the sound that comes out of steel band. It reminds me of really good times on the beach, and hanging out with all those palm trees and beautiful people, and eating good food. So there's a lot that's associated with steel bands, right?
Mm-hmm.
So where do you get a chance to play? Where do you do your concerts?
Sometimes I go to Carnival, and I do gigs at other places, somewhere near Roxbury College. And
oh, yeah, right. Well, right now, the weather...
I haven't really been playing recently.
Well, right now the weather's getting good, so you're going to be playing outdoors a lot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what's your favorite kind of music? Go ahead.
So there was this one gig that we had at the Science Museum, and I saw one of my teachers from the after school that I go to, and then she took a few pictures and showed it to everybody at the school, and I was a little bit embarrassed.
That's cool. So the other kids must have had a whole different idea of you after they saw you doing that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, all of a sudden you were like a hero, like a superstar, right?
Yeah.
How'd that make you feel?
A little bit kind of embarrassed, but then kind of proud of myself.
Yeah, you should be proud.
Like, you know how sometimes when people show pictures of you that you like, but then you sort of think it's kind of, you know, a little bit ugly, and then they show it to you. They show it to people, and they all say, oh, it's good, and then you start to blush.
Yep.
That's
of course.
What I felt like.
Of course. But by the same token, you were so glad to have everybody think that you were cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good for you. I'm really happy to see that you're doing that. That makes you, you know, when you do something, you learn something new that you love, and that it entertains people, because I'm an entertainer. There's nothing more fun than to make people happy with the music you make.
Yeah. I also enjoy making people happy. Thanks.
Yeah, exactly. It's a great gift to make people happy. So who's your favorite musician? What's your favorite kind of music?
I sometimes listen to rap, jazz.
Yeah.
And I listen to everything pretty much.
Wow. Now, how about Bob Marley? You must like Bob Marley.
Yeah.
So you don't
I
have one... What's that?
I started getting interested in Bob Marley when my sister showed me whatever.
Right. Now, do you ever want to write songs?
Huh?
Do you ever want to write songs? Do you want to
no,
write your
I'm
own?
No, I'm like, I'm more like someone who would create like a beat or something. Like, make a song.
Right. I have some music. You want to listen to a song with me?
Sure.
Okay, and this is a gentleman that's been on the show a few times, and he's a great musician. And so let's hear his. He comes from the islands. He's from I think Trinidad. And so here, let's listen. See, I don't know if there's any.
I sit in my veranda on an easy rocking chair as I listen the birds whistle in the stillness of the air. While the trees gently wave goodbye to the setting sun. When we come to think of it, it means another day is done. Vision of the evening, let us have a happy time. Be it morning or evening, let's have a frolicking time. It's the vision of the evening, let us have a happy time. Be it morning or evening, let's have a frolicking time. Those who up at dawn go home to get some rest. Those who toil by night make ready to leave the nest. As the dewdrop and sweet fragrant flowers embrace the moonlight bright. And night movers just picnic and the frolic. And to say welcome to another night. It's the vision of the evening. Let
sing. Let us have a happy time. Be it morning or evening, let's have a frolicking time. If things should change, a night move us up at dawn, to see the early morning and the glory of the rising sun. As daylight movers enjoy sweet fragrance of the twilight time, then both day and night combine to have one great sweet pantomime. It's the vision of the evening, let us have a happy time. Be it morning or evening, let's have a frolicking time. Of the evening, let us have a happy time. Be it morning or evening, let's have a frolicking time. It's the vision of the evening, let us have a happy time. Be it morning or evening, let's have a frolicking time. It's the of the evening, let us have a happy time. Be it morning or evening, let's have a frolicking time. Let's have a frolicking time. Let's have a frolicking time.
Yeah, what'd you think, Mason?
It was good, especially especially like when
the drums.
When, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, the one drum. Well, I called Luke while the song was on, and he's going to call us back in a little bit. But here's a crazy story. I haven't talked to Luke in almost a year, and he was on the way to the post office with two CDs to mail to me. Don't you think that's kind of strange?
Yeah.
I do. See, so some very crazy things happen. That's what I was trying to say the other day. First of all, I want to thank you so much for being a guest on the show. You make the show very interesting. And yeah, remember the other day, what I was talking about, how if you follow what you love to do, certain things will happen that you won't be able to explain.
Yeah.
Like we just saw one. You know, here you and I doing a show, I decide to play a Luke Beachwalker song, and then the next thing, you know, Luke Rodney is his name, but he calls himself Luke Beachwalker. And then he tells me he's on the way to the post office to mail me something. And we haven't talked in a year. And now he's going to call in and talk to you as a musician. He was very impressed when I told him that you were a played the steel drums. Mm. Yeah. So we just said, you know, that's one of his. He wrote that song because when he was living in the islands, they had a veranda on their house, and it was a very special place because his grandmother used to rock her rocking chair there, and they would tell lots of stories, and he would write songs there. And so anyway, beautiful stuff. You want to hear just a couple of bars of another song of his?
Sure.
All right, here we go.
In the morning, when I rise and I look into your eyes, I kiss the day a hearty welcome. Then I start singing in the morning. In the morning, when I'm asleep, feel someone touching my feet. Come to the table, breakfast is ready. You kiss me gently in the morning.
Oh, here we go. Here's Luke. Hey, Luke, I don't know if you could hear. Could you hear me playing your music?
Yes, I was just hearing a snippet of in the morning. Wow.
I was just... Luke, I want to introduce you to Mason. Mason is 10 years old. He lives in... Do you live in Dorchester, Mason?
Yep.
Okay, he lives in... I met Mason the other day when I went to a school and spoke and did some magic tricks. And he was, I told him I had a radio show, and he was sweet enough to call in this morning. And now he told me he played drums. And I thought of, well, I music. And so I started to play your songs. And then, and then that crazy thing happened where you, we haven't spoken in almost a year.
Yeah.
And you're on the way in Connecticut with two CDs,
yes,
to mail them to me, and I call you.
Yeah, that is funny. You know what's strange about it? This was supposed to happen today like that. You know why? Yesterday, I got into the post office to mail these out to you, yesterday. And I got to the post office, and I needed a pen. So I borrowed a pen from the clerk and went in the outside of the lobby area because I didn't want to block the line and to write your address and everything on the envelope to mail it out. And I don't know what happened. The post office got closed. And time has got in. So I have here now at the post office coming out here to mail this out to you. And my phone ring and I look at it, I see Tom Hayes.
Well, you know, Luke, we know how all of this happens. The fact is, we don't know how it happens, but we know how it happens.
Yeah.
And you know, I met
you have there. What I want you to do for me is to get his name and his address, and I'm going to mail him a CD, and I will send a signed copy for him.
Fantastic. We're going to do that. Did you hear that, Mason?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mason, what I think what's so important here is, Luke, why don't you tell us how, where you grew up. Now, Luke's grandmother is from Guyana. Or Guyana, however you say it.
Not Guyana.
Guyana. Go ahead.
My grandmother on my maternal side came from Grenada. And
right. Which is close to Guyana, right?
Yeah, it's in the Caribbean. And we lived in Trinidad and Tobago. My father,
that's right,
was from St. Vincent. And
what?
It's just like a melting pot of people and cultures that we have. And
absolutely.
I enjoy life to the fullest. I try to enjoy everything I can enjoy under the sun. Music
I don't
is my passion.
I don't know a happier guy, Luke, than you.
Yeah, I try to enjoy. Once you're alive, you're supposed to enjoy everything. Enjoy every minute of the day. Because in the line of philosophy, what I say, if I die, I alone die. Nobody die with me. So I owe it to myself to be happy every time I get a chance to be happy. Be happy.
You hear that, Mason?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what do you think of that?
I mean, it's true, because every time you think of negative things, it's just going to make you feel more that you want to die. And if you want to die, you would possibly get yourself killed.
Wonderful.
That's very profound. Yeah. That's. Go ahead, Luke. You take over.
Yeah. So I would like to get Mason's name and full name and address.
I will get that. I will get that for you, and I'll text it to you.
Beautiful. Yeah. So and, the CD took like almost like 3 years, 4 years. But a lot of songs I've been writing over the years, but it came out really nice. I'm really happy with the illustrations that was done, and the colors, the print, the type, the finished product, right? And I'm happy to say that I use all authentic musicians, like real life people, to play the music.
Beautiful.
I didn't use no samplers or anything, just straight authentic people playing instruments, a steel drum player. Did you listen to play steel drum too?
Well, he'll like that because, see, now, if you got a little moment to tell, to encourage Mason to keep doing music and to produce his own CDs, go ahead.
Yes, you should. Keep at it. And I hope that his parents give him the support that he needs to get him through that, because a vital thing in every aspect, that if this is his passion, it's great that he's looking into something to be positive to do with his life. That's a great ambition, and he should pursue that ambition. That's wonderful.
And Luke, tell us the three P's.
The P's. We have something called three P's. We call it, one P is to provide, one P is to please, and the other P is to protect.
Provide, please, and protect,
and
right?
Protect. That's right.
And now, but there's also three other P's. Patience, practice, and what's
practice
the other one?
And perseverance.
Perseverance. You got that, Mason?
Mm-hmm.
Patience, practice, and perseverance.
Say them again, Luke. It's so beautiful when you say them.
Patience, practice, and perseverance.
I love that.
There's another principle called the ASK principle. A-S-K. You ask, you seek, and you knock.
Very nice. You're very nice. You know, I used to have that. I used to have ASK right over my desk because, absolutely, because if you don't ask, a lot of times you don't get.
Right.
Mason, do you ask for things?
Yeah.
And what do you ask?
I also have a passion for video games, and I have started a YouTube channel with my friend who doesn't live that far from here, and we both play video games together. And
really?
We don't really get that many views because we started last year, and we have 15 subscribers, and we're just trying to keep our passion and keep video games to the point where people don't say, oh, video games are bad for you. Video games could be educational. They can teach you stuff, and they can also teach you combat so you don't get yourself killed.
Mm-hmm. So. Wow. Luke, isn't it nice to hear somebody so young with so much passion?
Yeah, that's very, very, very good. It's important.
Now, Luke, do you do music exclusively, or do you have another job, or what?
I work as a janitor. Sometimes I work in construction. Sometimes I work in landscaping, painting, whatever I get to do, I do that. But for the most part, I'm pursuing music as my passion for the most part. You see, because sometimes you have to keep the roof over your head. Right, and you have to eat sometimes too, and at times it may not be feasible. right, until such time as whatever come your way as regard to following through with the passion, after time something comes true for you that you don't have to pretty much get into every other thing, but your time is spent and you are being rewarded for that time spent through your passion of your music. So I think it's getting to that point where I have to go and play and talk and as regard to the music that I put out, the music that I do, how I write, how I became of it, and these different things. So
yeah.
I've already started tracking actually 13 more songs for another album.
Fabulous.
I think,
you know, that's
it will be,
I wanted to encourage Mason, and I'm so glad you called in. I wanted to encourage Mason to write his own music.
Yes, important. Because, Mason, you have a personality, and you have thoughts, you have experiences at your tender age of things in life, and maybe some things that you have experienced in life, maybe more than what a so-called grown-up might have experienced, but you should write. Write your own songs, even if you write it as if in the form of a poem. Just write the lyrics, whatever it is. If you have a melody in your head without lyrics, it's okay too. You write your melodies, sing your melodies on a cassette tape or something, your recording device, and you keep it. You write down, like, if you could write some piece of lyrics or write your thoughts, then you can put it out in every day, whatever thoughts or you feel. You write it down, and you keep it.
Okay.
After time, you'll find that the language, so to speak, will start to mesh itself, and you'll start to put it in a form that will take a form that you can put it into song. You see, so yeah, you go right ahead and do your music, write your music, write your own songs. Right? I mean, there are other songs of people that you would like to. Right? But you are contributing towards life. Write your own songs, write your own lyrics, your own poems, everything, and you put it out there to the universe.
Okay.
I've been writing things since I was probably about 16 or 17. So, thank you for asking. It's not too young to start.
The younger you start, the better.
Yes.
And the thing is, you have to realize that. Remember, I told you all the other day that you all have your own story, Mason. Everybody's got their own story, and people want to hear your story. Like today, Luke and I want to hear about steel drums. We want to hear about video games. We want to hear about your life, because it's interesting for us to hear, and we learn. And I'm going to play something real quick about what we're talking about. Here we go.
It's called my daily idea book, and I can write as much as inventions as I want in one day, or I could just do one a day. But I choose to do as many as I have that pop into my head. It's because I'm making something, and it's coming from my heart and my head. I love helping people, so then I know that that's what real inventors do, and I will become a professional one someday.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a little longer, just a minute. Yeah, I think, there it is, that was it. So isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all. And you have to, you know, Luke, talk to Mason about believing in yourself and believing not only in yourself, but believing in the universe and believing that, just like you said, here you are doing, and this is what I'm finding, Luke, and I'm finding it out at an age where most people are tired. That's right. If you go to your work, if you go to your passion every day,
yeah.
Then amazing things happen that you can't explain. Like today, I call you when you're on the way to the post office to mail these CDs. connect with beautiful Mason, who I just met this week.
Mm-hmm.
And Mason, I got to tell you something. You are giving us lots of wisdom.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's see. He missed you right one line. One line, you feel? I write one line today. That's okay. Right? The hardest thing is going to be what? To start. But once you make a start, everything piece by piece will start falling into place. And don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. Always. If you need help about something, always ask for the help.
Okay.
Right? Because, like, we may have the talent, we may have in our head what we want to do, but we may not have all the know-how to make it possible to come through. Right? So they're going to have somebody, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people maybe, will be able to say, oh, Mason is doing a project, and one person said, look, I can help him do this, I can help him with that. And because you ask for that help, people are aware that there's something going on that is worth helping somebody with. And once you have a positive attitude, your approach to the whole thing is like, I want to do this, and it's something good. It's something I could contribute to the universe. It's something I feel can make a difference in people's lives. Things happen. So
Mason, tell Luke what you said about how you like to make people happy.
I think making people happy is just my personality. If I'm making people happy, that makes me happy. If people are happy,
wow,
that just makes a change in the universe. If I can make the whole world happy, then there would be no conflict.
Wow.
This is a very special kid.
That's great. That is a great spirit.
Yes,
that's a
Mason,
great spirit. You have a great spirit. Keep that spirit. Don't lose it.
Yeah, you're very special, Mason. You're a very special kid, person, spirit. You know, Mason, what Mason enjoyed most about my presentation, and it always happens, is the magic. And, you know, that magic is great. But, you know, Mason, I think you understand that there's a bigger magic,
mm-hmm,
a magic you can't see. Do you understand that?
Yep.
Yeah, I think you really do. I mean, like the magic that just happened here.
Yes.
People can call it coincidence, but that's not a coincidence.
No.
What's happening
happen.
Right. What happened right now was supposed to happen.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was.
Exactly. And it's a beautiful beautiful thing. Mason, you're a very special person. You know, again, I'm telling you, we're not just talking to you, we're listening to you, because you have, for 10 years old, to understand what you understand about the universe and happiness and positive, and have a musical talent and love that, and to be creative enough to start a YouTube channel at 10, you know the power of being able to communicate and share your ideas. You want to talk about that?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Mason.
When I started my YouTube channel, I was starting it, I would say, around 2 years ago, a few weeks after the tragedy that happened in Copley Square. And my friend and I, we decided to start a YouTube channel about our passion, which is video games, and we started it on honestly don't remember our first video, but I know it was about bacon, and we both know each other since kindergarten, and had a passion for video games, and we started a YouTube channel on that, and we don't really get that much views, because we haven't had a YouTube channel for a while, since, let's say, so yeah, that YouTube channel is rising,
and
I know it's going to be.
Remember what I told you about PewDiePie, that one day he woke up and he saw he had 10 subscribers?
Mm-hmm.
And then he came in a few months more, and he wasn't trying. He wasn't trying to push it, but people found him. And now he has 39 million subscribers.
Wow.
Doing what he loves to do. And that's the formula. He even said it. He says, don't try to do this if you're just trying to do it for the money, because it won't work.
Right.
The magic
right.
only happens when there's passion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So how often, let me ask you, Mason, how often do you post or do a new video?
I haven't really posted in a while. The last post I put out, I would say, was, I think, a few months ago, and I'm trying to get out there so I can post another video. And my cousin, she also started a YouTube channel, and I helped her with that. And we're trying to do a collab with each other. So, yep.
Hey, Luke, this is a very scary kid. Hey, now, Mason, after you listen to what Luke's advice about patience, practice, and perseverance, and after you hear that little girl talk about, and then Luke talked about writing every day, I'm telling you the same thing. So what are you going to do now about your YouTube channel?
Try to post as many videos as I can. Like, try to post every weekend. Sundays. So.
Very good. Because, see, what happens. Now, Luke, tell him what happens if he does it every weekend. What's going to happen?
Well, if he does every weekend, he's going to start a group.
Right.
Start a magnify.
Exactly. It's like watering a seed, right, Luke?
There we go. The soil is still, you're watering your seed. Natural grow and you start. Nurture your plants, and before you know it, it will flower, blossom, and fruits will begin to come.
That's right. And, hey, Luke, can I play another one of your songs? Okay, I'll tell you what I've got. Can I play another one of your songs? Luke?
Go ahead. Play whichever one you choose.
Okay, you tell me. I got Clouds, I got Celebrate, I got Weatherman. We just played Kiss in the Morning, and we played Veranda. We also have Yesterday, Spring, and the Lily Pad. Did I say Lily Pad?
Lily Pad?
Here we go.
Spring.
Here we go. Oh, Spring. Okay. Okay, let's do Spring.
Okay, go ahead. Take
no, no, Spring.
Off. Okay, Spring, though.
Coming in from the tropics, with sunshine and flowers and blue skies and oceans around. I have to get with it in a whole different climate until I can settle down. I see ducks in a pond that's just waddy. And swans in the sea for the two. All these shapes of gray that you find in New England, we have to bid them adieu, adieu, adieu. On
this gloomy morning, the last day of winter, beginning day of the spring. Bulbs that were planted from early November are started there blossoming. Daffodil, the tulip and the lilac, hyacinth, snowdrop and crocus, has come forth in beauty with the willow and oak tree to show that the spring is with us.
With us, with us.
Groundhog did come out and not see his shadow, so did not go back into sleep. He joined with the bunny and the left in a hurry. They were looking for something to eat. Blue jay, morning dove and sparrow, cardinal all started to chant. Killed the bird streak with robin and the rose bee start shouting the springtime is here.
Is here, is here.
Flurries were blowing and snowdrops were going. They were taking winter away. Smile with the rainbow and warmth of the sunshine, dawn of a beautiful day. Have fun, this is springtime. Enjoy it all summer through. But just after fall, early December, guess what?
What?
We would be just right back here with you and you and you and you and you and you
with you.
Very good, Luke. Now, you know, I think that's a good song for Mason to hear, because you can tell him, you know, I could hear from what you were doing there maybe how that whole song started by just writing those words like daffodil and blue jay. And you want to talk about that?
Yeah. When I first came to America, yeah, I came actually in a winter time. I came in a blizzard.
Oh, my God.
In January of 1993. I came in a blizzard. And I started to observe all the seas, the different changes, the times, the plants, birds, that the things that I was not accustomed to seeing that's in the tropics. And as the seasons changed, I saw different things. And that is where, and when it came back to winter time, like November to December, when that fall winter time starts, I'm like, wow, the season just went right along. But I took notes of all the different things that I observed for that year round. And I wrote this song, Brisk. And that actually was the very first song I wrote when I came to America. It was written in a place called Young's Pond in Brantford.
Wow.
So
again, just by the words and the descriptions, you painted a beautiful picture.
Yeah.
Yeah. What'd you think, Mason?
Go ahead.
It was a good song, and especially the way when you harmonized with the backup singers and just the story all in general.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Luke, I remember Mason, but I didn't get a chance to listen. And again, I'm going to tell you, Mason, you are an extremely wise boy. Man. So Mason, with all of your talent, with all of your wisdom, with how you understand life at this point, remember I talked about how most people who are in their 40s really aren't living the way Luke is? You know, you don't hear people talking about, like Luke does, how happy he is. So what do you see yourself doing for your life work?
I don't know, because I have multiple ideas for what I want to be when I grow up, and most of them have to do with fame, almost, except for photography.
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
Well, you know, now you may sense that, you know, how somebody like Luke did what he did, and how, you know, you're going to be able to do the same things, right?
Yeah. I'm giving a suggestion. If you like photography,
mm-hmm.
there's something in that to be said as regard to that particular songwriting too. If you can take a photograph, whatever photograph you take, and you can write your feelings and exactly what you saw when you took that photograph and you take that, that will make a great, great foundation for your songs. You seeing a picture and you write about that picture that you see. So even though the photograph is taken away, whatever you put on that paper as regard to writing, lyrics, language, a person could like close their eye and listen to these lyrics and actually like see a picture. And when you put that photograph in front of the person, say, wow, this is exactly what I imagined from what the words of the song or words of your poem said. So, yep, keep them very, very close together. If photography and your music, and your writing.
Well, you're multi-talented, Mason. So there's obviously, you know, your life is. Luke, why don't you talk about the fact that with all of these things that he likes to do, that if he keeps doing your three P's and
yep.
he provides, he protects, and what was the other one of the first one? Provide, protect.
Well, the first one, provide, protect, and please.
And please. And then he practices and does perseverance and patience.
Perseverance, patience, practice.
Right. And
yep.
then... what you're going to see, Mason, is that it will talk to him, Luke, about how it will come to him.
Different things are going to come to you sometimes when you least expect. The doors of opportunity always open.
Isn't that beautiful? And that's part of the act.
Going to knock on those doors. Because of your patience, your practice, and your perseverance, when you knock on the door of opportunity, you will be what? Prepared. And opportunities will come in many, many, many different forms, many different ways. And you will be able to enjoy that part of your passion even more. So just keep at it. Don't let anybody tell you it is not for you. You know what you see, you know what you feel on the inside. And you keep that with you. What you have on the inside of you, you keep that and work according to what you feel inside at the end. Live. Life is for living. You live your life and do what you have to do.
Hey, Mason, did you think you were going to get a master class today? Because this is a master class. This is you've shared so much wisdom with us, and then I don't know anybody who can do this better than Luke. Because Luke gets it. Luke understands what a joy it is to be alive and to follow the passion and to stop and smell the roses and to look at the trees and to look at the plants and to look at the birds and to sing and to celebrate. And that's one of his most beautiful songs, by the way. Can I play a little thing that I'd like to talk about? Just that kind of encapsulates everything that we're talking about. Can I do that, guys?
Yeah, celebrate life.
Well, I want to play this first, and this is from... Here we go.
Now, of course, people ask me all the time. They say to me, what is the secret to success? The first rule is trust yourself. And what I mean by that is so many young people are getting so much advice from their parents and from the teachers and from everyone. But what is most important is that you have to dig deep down and ask yourselves, who do you want to be? Not what, but who. And I'm talking about not what your parents and teachers want you to be, but you. I'm talking about figuring out for yourselves what makes you happy, no matter how crazy it may sound to the people. So rule number one is, of course, trust yourself no matter how what anyone else thinks. And of course, rule number two is break the rules. We have so many rules in life about everything. I say break the rules, not the law, but break the rules. It is impossible to be a maverick or a true original if you're too well behaved and don't want to break the rules. You have to think outside the box. That's what I believe, after all. What is the point of being on this earth if all you want to do is be liked by everyone and avoid trouble? The only way that I ever got any place was by breaking some of the rules. Which, of course, brings me to rule number three. Don't be afraid to fail. Anything I've ever attempted, I was always willing to fail. You can't always win, but don't be afraid of making decisions. You can't be paralyzed by fear or failure, or you will never push yourself. You keep pushing because you believe in yourself and in your vision, and you know that it is the right thing to do, and success will come, so don't be afraid to fail. Which brings me to rule number four, which is don't listen to the naysayers. I mean, how many times have you heard that you can't do this, and you can't do that, and it has never been done before? As a matter of fact, I love it when someone says, no one has ever done this before, because then when I do it, that means that I'm the first one that has done it. So pay no attention to the people that say it can't be done.
You gotta love it, ladies and gentlemen. You gotta love it. It's gotta be what you are supposed to do. You wanna sing, even though they wanna invite you to Carnegie Hall, you're gonna sing to anybody that listens to you, including singing to yourself. You got to write, even if no one published your book, write, because that was given to you to do. You do what it is you're supposed to. You're supposed to build something. You're supposed to create something. I don't know how to do it. Learn. Do whatever is required. It's necessary. If you want it, you got to go into action. You got to be willing to experiment. You got to be willing to fail and to succeed. You got to be willing to form and to develop new relationships. It's you, it's on you. You got to make that happen. Nobody's going to bring it to you on a silver platter and say, here's your dream manifested. No, it's hard. Yes, it's hard. It's difficult. That's right. And it's worth it.
And that brings me to rule number five, which is the most important rule of all. Work your butt off. You never want to fail because you didn't work hard enough. I never wanted to lose a competition or lose an election because I didn't work hard enough. I always believed leaving no stone unturned. Muhammad Ali, one of my great heroes, had a great line in the 70s when he was asked, how many sit-ups do you do? He said, I don't count my sit-ups. I only start counting when it starts hurting. When I feel pain, that's when I start counting, because that's what makes you a champion. That's the way it is with everything. No pain, no gain.
Whatever it takes, I would do. That's the answer I want to help you. If you do not see it, and if you do not believe it, who else will?
That takes me to rule number six. Whatever path that you take in your lives, you must always find time to give something back. Something back to your community, give something back to your state or to your country. Remember those six rules. Trust yourself, break some rules, don't be afraid to fail, ignore the naysayers, work like hell, and give something back.
What do you think,
wow,
Mason?
It's very inspiring.
That's great.
Mason, isn't that great? And you know something?
Yeah.
It's everything that we all said, and you know, you have some very powerful guys saying that. Mason, well, as I'm listening to this, I think you were very blessed to have, you must have fantastic family.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Because it sounds like your grandmother, even though she's not alive now, it sounds like she was an influence on you. Your grandfather. Tell us about some other important people in your family.
My father, who keeps me from putting myself down, doing stuff that could change my future and make my future worse, and keeps me from just doing all things bad. So, he's the reason
why
I am the way I am today.
Wow, aren't you blessed? Because a lot of people don't have fathers.
Yes.
Who else, Mason? Who else has influenced you?
I would say you. Because even though you're not in my family, you said that whatever people say that is impossible is impossible because every time somebody says to you that you can't do it, don't listen to what they say. Just follow your heart and trust your mind.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. I'm kind of weak right now. You hit me right in the heart. And nothing could be more beautiful. Luke, what I do is I go to inner-city schools and try to tell my story about how I lost my leg and how the doctor told me it was impossible to ride a bike, and I proved him wrong. And when I get phone calls, first of all, Mason, you're a very special guy. And I'll tell you, of all the people, there were like 30 or so kids there. You're the only one who called in because you obviously know that there's something here for you and you're not afraid. And we're very, I thank you for your compliment, and I don't know a better teacher than Luke about life. He's the absolute best. But you have taught us so much today, and you can teach the world by your example. You know, people always say, don't tell me by what you say, show me by your example, by what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope this phone call, and first of all, I hope you continue to call back because you are going to set an example for so many people in your neighborhood who don't understand all of these things. And when they see you do it, you're going to inspire them to be better people too.
Yeah.
Just great. Mm-hmm. Anything else you want to say, Mason? Because I'm going to close out with Celebrate, Luke's song. Anything you want to say anymore, Mason?
All I want to say is thank you for inspiring me to do better. Thank you for showing me that I can do whatever I put my mind to.
Right.
God bless you. And nothing says it better than this song. Thank you guys so much for being on the air. I'm going to close out. We're going to play this all the way through. And you have a beautiful Saturday. I hope both of you call back. Luke, I'll be waiting for the CDs. And we'll have you on the show again. And please, Mason, call in regularly. Mm-hmm. Will you please? I'd love to keep hearing from you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, everybody. Celebrate.
Celebrate. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Welcome.
Yes, sir.
Wake up in the morning. No ache, no pain. On your table, do not complain. Life is good. Life is nice. So celebrate. Celebrate life. Celebrate. Celebrate life.
Take nothing for granted. Enjoy what you have. Utilize your resources. There are many who starve. Life is good. Life is nice. So celebrate. Celebrate life.
Thank you so much, buddy. I hope you make a nice video this weekend and go outside and play and see your friends. And please call back. Okay, buddy? Well, he may be gone. Well, here we go. Thanks for a great show.
Trust your heart. Build your character and be well.